We go behind the awards podium where the NCAA official looks at both Thomas and myself. Of course, Thomas towering over me, and he says, great job, you two, but you tied. We only have one trophy. We're going to give the trophy to Leah.
12-time All-American swimmer Riley Gaines talking about her presentation at the 2024 Issues Etc. Making the Case conference.
And when I asked the dreaded question of why are you adamant on giving the trophy to the man in the women's 200 free, even though we went the exact same time? I actually appreciate their honesty because he looked at me and he said, "Well, I'm sorry, Riley, but we have been advised as an organization that when photos are being taken, it's crucial that the trophy's in Leah's hands."
You can meet and hear Riley Gaines making the case against men competing in women's sports at this year's Making the Case conference, Friday, July 12th and Saturday, July 13th at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org. When I was young and going to school, I never would have dreamed that the subject of civics, American civics, would become so important. Well, we're discovering why it's important because our public schools simply haven't been teaching it. And if they have been teaching it, it's been in a form that is designed to produce political activists rather than good citizens. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin, joining us to talk about a new study that shows that private schools are more effective at teaching political tolerance and knowledge than public schools. Tim Gagline, Vice President of Government and External Relations at Focus on the Family in Washington, D.C., formerly served as Deputy Director of the White House Office of Public Liaison for President George W. Bush. He's author of the book, Toward a More Perfect Union, The Moral and Cultural Case for Teaching the Great American Story, and a recent column for The Federalist titled America's Public Schools Are Failing to Form Engaged Citizens. Tim, welcome back.
Thank you, Todd. It's great to be with you.
Tell us about this new study from the University of Arkansas and the University of Buckingham.
Well, they analyzed 57 international study programs, and they concluded, Todd, that religious schools are far more effective at teaching children to become engaged citizens than secular public schools. And this has resulted in students, they say, who model political tolerance, knowledge, and skills far better than their publicly educated peers. I think it's quite a breakthrough finding.
Contrast this with how the public schools often teach children.
Well, I love that question because this study confirms that receiving a private, faith-based education increases political tolerance and knowledge by a whopping 12% by a standard deviation. And in social science, that is a very large standard deviation. In turn, Todd, receiving such an education also resulted in increased volunteering and community engagement. These are all positive traits for the kind of healthy society that we want. I will say, however, this is not good news for the leftist leaders of teachers' unions, such as the National Education Association, better known as the NEA, and unions like the American Federation of Teachers, who have preached the company line for a very long time.
Why do these teachers' unions oppose school choice? What is that company line?
Well, I think it was said very well by Patrick Wolf, who is an education policy expert at the University of Arkansas. And by the way, Todd, he is the co-author of this study. He said that we should care about these findings because free countries establish public school systems for the express purpose of preparing young people for the responsibilities of citizenship and self-government. And he found that some people and some unions, frankly, such as the NEA and the AFT, that they oppose private school choice policies because they claim private schooling is privatizing and undermining civic outcomes, especially if the private schools are religious. And as he says, students don't have to choose between God and country. They can enthusiastically support both. And I currently and categorically agree. So supposedly public education is set up to produce good citizens, but we're finding now that it does the exact opposite. Why? It kicked God out of the public schools in many ways. It reduced the teaching of the centrality of virtue. And by every objective study, teaching civics is basically ignored in public schools. As the study's authors note, and they cite a bevy of statistics that show that something like only 22% of eighth graders are proficient in basic civics and history. So I think that the teachers' unions have a lot of explaining to do.
So how would you describe the education in civics that the public schools do provide?
Well, as I say in my most recent book, Toward a More Perfect Union, I would describe the current teaching of civics and history, especially history that is American history or history of Western civilization broadly defined, as almost below deficient and defunct. It is embarrassingly and purposely bad. Just about every major empirical data study shows that Americans who are, say, between the ages of 18 and 24, that only something like 4% of them can answer the kind of four standard civic questions about the basic functions of government. So I think that outcomes of public education and teaching in this regard is, as I say, it's reprehensible and it's indefensible.
Then what kind of citizens are the public schools largely producing?
I think they are producing citizens increasingly who purposely, by their own teaching methods, have a very low opinion of the United States Constitution, a very low opinion of the Declaration of Independence. Overall taught, I would say, a very low opinion of the United States of America. I would say overwhelmingly that the levels of ignorance by large percentages of Americans who have invested their time in history and civics teachings in the public schools have to be overwhelmingly concerned about these outcomes. And what I think is so important about these particular new studies is that it's not just a deficiency in history, it is equal deficiency in civics and the basic understanding of the way that American government works. So I think that they have set the bar low in public education, and they've not even reached the basic floor. I think, as I say, these studies need to give everybody great pause.
What did Ronald Reagan mean by the phrase informed patriotism?
I love that phrase, and I'm so glad that you quoted it, because I think that what Ronald Reagan meant by informed patriotism is a functionally excellent understanding of the basic timeline and chronology of the moral and social understanding of the founding of America. That in basic conversation, people can tell you when America was born. They can tell you basic things about the Constitution of the United States and the Declaration of Independence. They can say something intelligent about the American Revolution, about the Civil War, about the Cold War. They understand, in other words, the architecture of the American story. That's the kind of informed patriotism that Ronald Reagan came to celebrate, and I think that that kind of narrative is timely, it's topical, and it is relevant in the time that we are living in. I think the bottom line, Todd, is that Ronald Reagan would conclude rightfully that America's public schools are overwhelmingly failing to form engaged citizens. I think that's what he meant.
Are our public schools reformable?
You know, I think that that is one of the most important public policy and historic questions of our time. I think we have to conclude by every reasonable measure that in America, government or public schools, kindergarten through 12, basic curricula have failed us. They have failed, I think, in the most narrow margins, and I think they have failed us in the most general way that you can measure them. You know, way back in 1991, the late liberal historian Arthur Schlesinger, he raised an alarm on the state of civics teaching in public schools after he reviewed a pretty basic New Yorker report card. And he made broad statements about what was happening in collective American culture about the ability to inform and educate the rising generation of young Americans. We are only in 2024, and I think you can conclude that Arthur Schlesinger was precisely correct.
Is this a good opportunity for private schools, such as the schools that are operated by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod?
I think it is an opportune moment to show what they call at the Harvard Business School, our differentiation. One of the excellent legacies of Lutheran parochial schools is that we help to turn out excellent American citizens. I wrote in my most recent book that we are witnessing a time when young people are leaving our education system cynical, entitled, and aggrieved. But that is not the case with those who have gone through the Lutheran parochial schools. In fact, it's just the opposite. And although anecdotes are not statistics, I have visited many Lutheran schools just in the course of the last 3 years. And I have been just so pleased and encouraged by what these young people know. So I think that this is a really opportune moment to begin again. And for those of us who are conservatives, we believe in the Burkean notion that you have to reform in order to preserve. And I think that Lutheran schools have become, frankly, a national benchmark for the way that we ought to teach history and civics.
Tim Gagline is Vice President of Government and External Relations at Focus on the Family in Washington, D.C., formerly served as Deputy Director of the White House Office of Public Liaison for President George W. Bush. He's author of the book, Toward a More Perfect Union, The Moral and Cultural Case for Teaching the Great American Story, and a recent column for The Federalist titled America's Public Schools Are Failing to Form Engaged Citizens. You can read it and purchase Toward a More Perfect Union on the Talk on Demand archives page at issuesetc.org. Tim, thank you.
Thank you so much, Todd.
You're linked to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin.
This is Pastor Matthew Harrison, President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The LCMS operates the second largest parochial school system in the United States. What can you expect from a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod school? There's one race, the human race. And Jesus died for the sins of every man, woman, and child from every land and every nation. Life begins at conception. All life is precious from womb to tomb. And every student, parent, and teacher is created in the very image of God. There's right and wrong, and we know which is which from the Ten Commandments. There are only two sexes, male and female, He created them. Marriage is the lifelong union of one man and one woman. There's such a thing as objective, absolute truth, and it's found in the person and work of Jesus Christ and His Word. To find a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod school near you, visit lcms.org/schools.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.